You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Oh, what are we doing? What is this world coming to? Hello and welcome to Dotto Tech. I am Steve Dotto. I'm glad you're joining us today, and I apologize for Art Factor's choice of music. I did not realize that this station is now 24/7 with the Christmas music.
Check your email once in a while.
Check my email once in a while, yes. Good idea. Is it seriously? We can't get away from the Christmas music?
Don't be a Scrooge. Come on, man.
I'm not a Scrooge.
Christmas only comes once a year.
Christmas does. And you know what? It's not yet. Here's the deal, and this is the way that the world should work. We should not be decorating houses. I don't mind putting up Christmas lights because that's weather dependent. But that tree should not be up until there are two numbers in the date, till December the 10th. That's the day.
Wow.
That's the day. And do you think it happened to me? No. I was doing the last week of Lend Me a Tenor. Awesome show. I got home November 30th. I walked into the house. It was not yet December 1st.
Christmas
and while
up.
I was gone, a Christmas tree sprung up.
Because your family
nowhere.
Knows that you're a Scrooge. They had to do it behind
Scrooge.
Your back.
I am so much fun around Christmas. I cook. I enjoy you. I sing Christmas carols. But the problem is that they're on so long now that I'm sick of them by the time Christmas comes around. Because there's only so many of them.
When it's a good thing, you stretch it as long as possible.
Art.
Ask the ladies.
We'll ask the ladies. Okay. It's App Wednesday. It's App Wednesday, which means that we're going to be talking
star-studded App Wednesday.
It's a star-studded App Wednesday. I think we should just go about all by our Twitter handles all day, which for you is at Art Factora.
Pretty easy. Who knew? I'm a marketing genius. What? Go by the name that you go.
That's
people
right,
call
that's
you.
Right.
Why not?
We also have at John Beeler, which is another boring one. Sorry, John.
Sorry.
But welcome.
Thank you.
We have at Miss 604. Which is probably one of the most awesome Twitter handles of all time.
Wow, thank you.
Well, you think about how brilliant you were. How did you come up with that in the first place?
The Miss 604?
Yeah.
I was living in Boston and I was signing up for an email account and I wanted something that would relate back to Vancouver.
Yeah. And so you didn't go with your birthday.
No.
which everybody does with a birthday. I wonder if it's appropriate for me to tell the story of one of the worst handles ever. The woman that said to me, I keep getting men sending me pictures of their penises. And I said, well, let's see what your name is. And it was Canada Girl 69 was her name. And yeah. it just
that
was,
would do it.
That just did it. And, you know, you just have to be careful about what you pick your names to be. And we also have at Kite Monkey here.
And
nobody knows who that is.
No. No, because I dust off my Twitter account and post like every couple months.
And you were upset with me today because when I posted everybody, I didn't have you. Because what happens is in Hootsuite, it comes up with the people who I do in autofill really quickly. But I was looking at it's David Hathaway, and I started at David. No, it wasn't. I thought, oh, it's at Monkey something, at Monkey. No, and I thought at Kite, and I started to type at Kite, and it didn't come up. So I just said, forget it.
So you drop them on the floor.
Yeah, let's face it. They're all listening for at Miss 604 and at Art Factor and at John Beeler and at Kite Monkey because you don't post that much. You just don't know. But you do have a loyal following, at least of your kite flying escapades. So here's the rules today. We are going to open up the phone lines if you do want to call in. 604-280-0650. Tell us what your favorite apps are. We're going to be talking apps all day. And today is the last chance. Midnight tonight is going to be your last chance to win the Sonos sound system. Did you know we can win a Sonos system, John?
No, I did not.
Did you? You should enter.
Can I enter?
You can. What do you think of that, Art?
I think if John wants to become a good friend of mine, he should enter and then gift it to me.
Yeah. No, we're giving away a full Sonos bridge and a Sonos speaker system, which I've installed now at home, and it is awesome.
I have played with the Sonos, and it's beautiful.
And they've just upgraded the software. I haven't downloaded the software upgrade, but it will allow you to actually stream directly from the phone a la AirPlay now, because in the past you have to kind of just chronicle your library. But here's the thing about the Sonos system, and nobody here has the Sonos system. It's, of course, a streaming music system. It'll allow you to stream music through your whole house. Since we got it, and since we set it up in our house, we discovered Songza on it. There's a subscription to Songza. We just started playing the Songza playlists. We haven't played another one of our songs that's our music since. It's awesome. And we go to bed at night, and you choose falling asleep music, and you say put it on a 2-hour delay, and two hours later, you know, you're falling asleep, and then you fall asleep to music, and it goes off, and you wake up to music. See, I'm happy, and I'm not choosing any Christmas music at this point.
I asked a couple of friends what their favorite new apps were, and across the line, Songza was...
Songza. We've been starved. We've been starved for apps, for music apps, and Art wants to take credit because he had it last
I week. Was the first one to say it.
Yeah, but I actually had it on my list before.
You don't think I had... You think I looked at your list?
I think you looked at my list.
I did.
But we've been starved because they've had Pandora in the States, which does an awful lot of what Songza does. But it hasn't been legal to use up here because of the licensing and all of the SoCan and all of that sort of stuff.
Unless you know the workarounds.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. So you've had
it
for a
while. We're talking to the wrong people.
Yeah.
That's the illegal people.
We're talking to the guys that have the, what's that Star Wars thing that on your cover? What's it called?
It's an AT-AT.
AT-AT, the big four-legged dog that walks and shoots at people. they've got that. And as soon as it's a... computer screen cover, and as soon as Dave Hathaway walked in, it was, cool, where'd you get that? And Rebecca, her eyes rolled back in her head twice around. at which point I asked, do you guys watch The Big Bang Theory? And both of them said, no, that's stupid. And Rebecca just rolled her eyes two more times. So we're off and running. We've insulted half of the audience, half of the guests. But the songs that we have mentioned. So let's... John, you're biting at the bit, chomping at the bit, because you've just been prepping for. We haven't had you on for 2 months, so you've got 2 months worth of apps all set to go. So what's your first app? What are you going to start us off with?
I'm going to start off with some retro video gaming that I grew up with, that I loved, that very few people ever heard of, that just came out this week, and it's called the Vectrex app.
Vectrex.
Vectrex came out in the 80s, and basically it was the first home video game system with a built-in CRT screen in a little compact size. And I got one when I was a kid. I was very lucky. I ended up getting it on sale, I think, or something. And but basically, you had these little cartridges, and you plug them in. It has a little joystick, and they use these plastic overlays to change the color of the game, because it was just a black and white CRT monitor.
Okay.
But it was like all vector-based. So if you remember the video game Tempest, that's the style of graphics that it was. And they came out with a free app, and I think it comes with Mindstorm, which is kind of like an Asteroids clone, for free. And then you can also do the in-app purchase to get all of the games that were ever released for the console. And it's really cool on the iPad or the iPhone. I think there's an Android version coming.
Okay. So, is it free? What's the price of the app?
The app is free, and you get one game that comes with it. When you bought the console in the 80s, it came with a game that's built into the console called Minesweeper. And
is it the classic Minesweeper game where you have to click?
No. It's more like Asteroids. It's that style of game.
Okay, got it.
But then you can also, I think it was like $5 or $6 to buy basically all the cartridges they ever made. They only made about 15 games for it.
Okay.
And it's one of my favorite game systems growing up. I still have two in my garage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're highly collectible now.
There we go. So now, while we're on that theme, have any of you seen the Atari iPod dock?
Yes.
So that is what I'm going to pick then, because it's basically you stick your Atari in and it's got the joystick from the old Atari game, and then it plays the games, and it uses the joystick as your controller.
Yep.
It's pretty cool, and it's not that expensive either. It's
no,
like
no.
$79 or something
yeah.
like that.
And you can also get the iCade, which is the arcade cabinet version you can dock your iPad into.
Oh, that's the ThinkGeek one, isn't it?
It started off as an April Fool's joke that turned into a real product because everyone wanted it. And now you can get it. It's about $100 for that.
Okay. So we're off to the way back world of gaming.
And those can be found, because I was found myself at London Drugs recently, and they were all there at the one in Broadway and Canby.
They had both those things?
Yep.
They have the Atari dock? Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
You can get them at the Apple Store, too. Lots of places carry them now.
Okay.
Which is nice to see that they're actually available in Canada.
Yeah, because they've been out for over a year. They were fringe products last year, but they're real mainstream products this year.
Yeah.
So that's a cool start. That's cool. Rebecca, what you got? What you got?
What you got? I'll start with Cinemagram.
What's Cinemagram?
So it's like Instagram, a wildly popular photo sharing site for mobile. But and you have your contacts, and you can post pictures, but they're animated. So the idea is to capture 2 seconds of a scene or a few seconds of a scene and select parts of it to animate. So you have a still image, but maybe a flag is waving.
That's, or you could have somebody's mouth just moving, or their hand
or
waving.
Or their hair blowing in the wind.
Somebody showed me this the other day. It's very sweet.
Yeah, it looks, it's, cool app. Yeah, it's
and
very
it creates
nice
like
looking.
A little GIF animation type thing, right?
Yeah.
Does it export it to GIF? Can you use it that way? Or like, can you put them up on your Facebook page and stuff like
yes,
that?
Yes, you can.
You can post to Facebook, Tumblr, tweet, email, all that kind of stuff. But then the app itself is kind of like Instagram where you have your contacts. You can like and share photos.
And is it pretty easy to edit?
It is. Basically, you capture your little video, and then the next step is you swipe with your finger over the areas you want to animate.
Okay.
So I had an image yesterday that I took of the sunset, and I did have a waving Canadian flag in the background, so I just swiped over that and had that waving as the sky was turning all pretty blues and pinks.
Oh, okay.
And I posted that up and shared it with, I just signed onto the app, so I have two friends, but I shared it with my two friends.
Okay. Well, it won't take you long to get more. So Cinemagram, now, but if you really want to share it, you would post it to Facebook. And I guess there isn't a cross-post into Instagram right now for that either, would there be?
Because Instagram can't handle the
Instagram's
video.
Just a still.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a cool one. Dave?
Oh, I'm amused by the return of the animated GIF because they used to be all the rage in web pages in like 96.
Yes. Under construction.
Under construction and
ones like that.
Yes.
Yeah. But then maybe a year or two ago, I all of a sudden started seeing these really artfully done animated GIFs where there's just one tiny little thing animated in the picture. I was fascinated by them.
Yeah.
So I'm now downloading Cinemagram because I know I will have a pile of fun with it.
So your app, your first app that you're going to give us is the fact that you're downloading somebody else's
app.
Yeah,
I'm downloading someone else's suggestion. No, the app that we were talking about apps at the Vision Critical Christmas party the other day, and one came up, and we were talking about bus apps earlier, and this one's called Buscoover.
Buscoover.
And you basically, it's a paid app.
Okay.
It's not a free app. But you basically go there, you go to your bus stop, you type in the stop number, and it will tell you how long it will be before a bus is going to get there.
Okay. Because I'm not happy with the state of transit apps in the city. I have recently been converted back to being transit guy. I started taking the bus downtown every day, or when I do go downtown for my meetings. Art's squinting his eyes at me.
Wow. And next thing you're going to say, like, I'm now busking on the street, giving people advice on their Apple phones for change.
So I'm sort of doing that. We've got the seminars coming up later this week, or early next week, which we'll talk about in a moment. So I am sort of doing that. I'm kind of busking.
Okay.
I like taking the bus because it's A, parking is a nightmare downtown.
That's
B,
true.
It's environmentally responsible. C, I save some money. And D, I can nap on the bus. And I've been lately starting to increasingly want to nap when I'm driving. And I think that's an unhealthy thing to do.
Well, thank you. From the rest of us on the road.
So the first thing I did was I went to the TransLink site and I said they must have a killer app. And I went, no app. And then I started looking around. I found one transit app, which is okay. And there was a couple of paid ones, as Dave mentioned, the Buscoover one. I'm not sure if I saw that one, but since I'm so cheap, I wouldn't have downloaded that anyways because it would have cost me money.
Well, look at that.
It's beautiful.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hold it so close. I had to sort of randomly guess at a bus stop because I didn't. But this is 108th Avenue and 148th. There'll be a bus there in 3 minutes.
Is it GPS aware?
Is it GPS? Like, does it should know where your current location is?
No, I mean, it's very simplistic.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
it won't tell you where you are. But if you're standing there at the stop and you go, okay, there's the 5-digit number, punch it in, it'll tell you when the next bus is going to be there.
Well, iTransit Van is one that does work, and it's okay. And I download it. But Rebecca, then you're setting me straight now. You're saying, Steve, you don't know what you're talking about. So what have you got for the transit people?
For transit from TransLink? They just have nb.translink.ca. So you go there and it's a mobile website and you can type in your stop number. So one I go to all the time is 50612. Now you know my bus stop number. But once you type that in, you can see on a live map the GPS locations of the buses.
And so that... I'm not going to give props to TransLink because I don't think they've done a good job of communicating on their web. Although their website does work sort of okay as far as like if you go there and you want route planning and stuff like that, it's all fine for that sort of stuff. It does an okay job. But I would have thought they would have a little more clearly defined whether or not they have an app because they used to have an app when they first launched. They had, was it Mobify did an app for them? And so they had a TransLink app, which they've since abandoned. But they've decided to make their mobile site very robust, and that's what they've put the energy into. But they don't do a good job of explaining that on their website.
Maybe not on the website, but if you tweet them and say, oh, I'm at my bus stop and I don't know when the bus is coming, they'll direct you to the app.
Okay. Yeah. Because you can see in the on all of the bus stops, there's a little thing that you can send to send a text to a certain number. Now, I was trying to do that, and it wasn't working for me the other day, so I don't know whether it was me not figuring it out properly. But you can do that. You can text to see when the next bus is coming, which is quite useful.
Yep.
And so they've got a fair number, and of course all of their buses are GPS enabled, so they're fairly accurate as far as the timing goes. So time for a break, Art. And then we come back. You're gonna do one. So if you do want to call us with a favorite app, or maybe someone from TransLink wants to call and explain why Steve's unhappy with their stuff. 604-280-0650. I'm Steve Dotto. We've got App Wednesday. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
You're listening to Dotto Tech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
What's the Green Deal over at London Drugs? It's easy to find great products with eco advantages when you come in. And it's not just talk. We've even helped our customers recycle tons of styrofoam from items they've purchased with us. London Drugs was just recognized as one of the leading green retailers in Western Canada. It's good karma. Find out how you can shop greener at greendeal.ca. London Drugs, your feel better place.
Do you have a comment or question for Dotto Tech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dotto Tech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
The Twitter sphere is going mad as I've got Vancouver tweeting legends on the show. We have John Beeler, we have Rebecca Bullwitt, we have Dave Hathaway, and we have Art Factora. Art, what's the app you got for us? You can lead off with your very first app, and you were pretty much the champ. You're the reigning champ now because of Songify.
Okay, well, it's not the easiest app. And what happened is that a buddy of mine, my buddy Andy, he works for Royal Bank. He's more of a techie guy than I am. And
you know, we don't have to drop their name.
They okay,
made
fine.
$8 billion in profit. You don't mention their name.
All right, fine.
Not for free.
All right. So a friend of mine works at No Name Bank. Anyway, so he's a computer guy, and he told me about, because I went to his house, and he is an Apple fanboy. So he's got the iPad, he's got the iPhone, and he's got the Mac Mini. And he was able to connect all of his videos, so they were on a server, and he can now watch anything on, he's connected his computer to all of his Apple products. So he can, when he's going to bed, instead of having to sit at the TV with your downloads legally, I'm sure, on his big screen, he can now watch it on his iPad. Yeah. And the app that he showed me that was only $5 was Plex. And I just got my iPad, and now instead of having to watch all my downloads at home on my TV in the living room, I can now watch it from bed and connect all of my videos, all of my audio, TV shows, to my portable products.
Okay.
Plex.
So Plex is one.
That's one.
It's one. Are you using it too, John?
I've used it. I use Air Video at home.
Air Video?
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's one. I'm just looking.
Because you could basically just install a little app on any of your computers, and you can share out any content on that computer, and then you have the app on whatever device, and it may even be Android compatible, and then basically that little server does the same thing Plex does. Plex is, I think, a little bit more elegant, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's more like a media center type thing.
And it'll show you all the info of the, say, if you've downloaded an entire season of Big Bang Theory, it'll say, you know, season 3, episode 6, and it'll talk about the description of what it is.
It'll show the poster for movies, all the actor details, all that IMDb stuff,
So Plex has got an awful lot of extra features, because the one that I'm just looking up, the one that I use at home, because I've got one installed as well at home, and I'm trying to remember what it is now.
Yeah, I use one called TVersity. And it's been reasonably good, but I don't have the ability to watch it anywhere in the house, for example.
Okay. Now the key is, though, this also goes to his Apple TV, and it goes right across. It crosses all those boundaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's very cool. And here I am. Oh, there it is. That's what I'm looking for. And the one AirPlay It, is that the one that you mentioned?
Air Video.
Okay, your Air Video. I use AirPlay It, but again, it just installs on your Mac. In this case here, it turns your Mac into a video server. You point it to where your video files are stored on your Mac. And then on any of your iOS or Android devices within the house, you can watch the video. And it works quite well, but It's a fairly rudimentary interface, as is Air Video.
The Air Video and the Plex options are kind of nice, though. If you're geeky enough with your router and stuff like that, you can actually expose that app outside. So
yes,
I have a coworker that he goes to the gym and he plays videos off his home computer while he's working out. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of a slick round trip type of thing.
Oh.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be...
So it's very much like a sling box would be.
It's very similar to a sling box.
Yeah, you did it on my desktop. It doesn't have to be, the home computer doesn't have to be an Apple product.
No.
So now you've bought Plex then?
$5, yeah. $5 for both my Apple or my iPhone and my iPad.
It's also a desktop app that you can install and use. Like, I have a friend that has a Mac Mini that he bought just to make it a Plex machine in his house. And it's actually an open source product, and it's based on Linux and all that type of stuff.
There was a recent update for it, because I know that I'm on a mailing list for it, and I'm pondering ditching the one that I have.
So in order to have one video server, then central, a Plex server, you can put it on any computer. I guess you could just install it.
I think it's cross-platform.
You just put your video on a separate hard drive, so you'd be elegant that. Now, getting that video to a TV, because the Wi-Fi devices are not a problem. All of your notebooks or your iOS devices or your Android devices, not a problem. What about getting it to the TV? What's the best way to do that?
You would need either an Apple TV, a Roku, or one of those types of devices.
Something that's going to
access it.
Yeah.
A PlayStation.
Yeah, I use, for us, we use a PlayStation 3 that then reads it back off of T-Versity and would do it off of Plex or anything else.
Xbox works the same way.
Xbox is the same thing.
I would just look at the Plex website, and they will tell you what devices are compatible with it. Chances are you probably already have one. If you have any of those game consoles, any of those, you know...
We just reached a really... Yeah, that's cool.
I have a feeling that I've already won again this week. So this month. Go ahead. Anyone else? Challengers? Go ahead.
I'm going to do songs again, and it's going to win. That's it. Video apps. It's awesome stuff. What's up next? Let's go back to John.
All right. Recently, something I've been waiting for happened in Canada.
Justin Trudeau decided to run for the leadership.
That as well.
I actually made him speak.
Have you heard of Square?
Square.
He wrote that book.
It's okay. Keep going. We'll see if you explain it better than Maffin did last week.
Okay.
I also have it, but I love it.
Okay.
It's worth repeating.
Yes. So you go to square.ca. They'll mail you this little tiny thing that you plug into the headphone jack of any smartphone, tablet device you have, Android, Apple, what have you. And basically it turns your... mobile device into a cash register that you can take credit cards for, so you can do transactions. And I'm going to the Got Craft show this coming weekend to show off 3D printing, as well as hang out with some of my craft friends. And everybody there is going to have these things. So no more having to run to an ATM machine to get some money. You can just use that, and they use a very low amount of usage fees, and there's no monthly fee to do it.
The actual credit card clearing fees are right down around, I think it's 1.85 or 2.25%, just pretty much close to what merchant credit card clearing fees are. It's wonderful. Square, we've been waiting for it for so long. Down the States, taxis don't accept credit cards nearly as often as they do up here.
Yeah.
And so if you travel for business in the States, you better make sure you have cash. But increasingly, the cab drivers all have a Square reader.
That's right, because there's no middleman. And what's really slick about the app for it, they have an app called Register.
Yes.
And you install that on your, in my case, I have it on my iPad. You can actually go in and configure anything that you'd want to sell. So if your book, or you want to take tickets at the door for your lecture series, mm-hmm. those types of things, you can create little buttons and create a full like menu, if you will. And it does all the adding and subtracting and all that kind of stuff. You can put tax stuff in, and it's just a really slick point of sale system for any device, and they send it to you for free.
And they send you the reader for free. The software's free. You do have to register, and it takes them maybe 24 or 48 hours to make sure that you're okay as far as your credit card. And
have to pair it with your personal or your bank account, whether it's personal or business, whatever.
That's right.
And they do some test payments. They do some deposits to make sure that you get the right, you know, account and all that kind of stuff. But it's very painless.
And I think that this coming summer street fair season, we're going to see vendors just...
Yes. Yeah, if you go to any of those types of things in the U.S.
You can use it for your garage sale now.
Absolutely.
If you're sitting there with a garage sale and you want to charge, and people, you want to, you know, when people, it's going to be beautiful for the people out of the, because my dad, when he used to do the swap meets or the garage sales, he'd say, and he'd have money, he'd know how much he had in each pocket, and he'd take out of one of his pockets, I only have $5. That's all I have. So you have to take that $5. Okay, I can take your credit card.
Yep. I wonder how long until we have people, panhandlers using them. Because quite often, that's an easy opt out. Like, I don't have any cash, right? Oh, I take credit, you know, like.
Just use my Square.
That's right. That's okay. I'll take a credit card.
Yep.
You want to make it a monthly?
Subscription?
You can subscribe to my panhandling. That's probably politically incorrect. I think we've crossed the line twice today. Rebecca, that's excellent, by the way. So far, you're in the lead, even though it was a repeat. Sorry.
I was not that.
The explanation was what made it.
Excellent.
Okay. I have a cluster of apps. There's three of them, and they're all from, they're for the outdoorsy type, although it's not the type of year to be outdoorsy. But Columbia is in Columbia Apparel. They have three free apps. There's one called GPS Pal, and that allows you to kind of have GPS track where you're going, what you're doing, take a photo, share a video, share it with your friends, and say, look, I'm here hiking around Alice Lake right now, and in case something were to happen. But you can share your hikes and
so
share
this
your
is
walks.
What happened to me,
Bear
Alice
eat
Lake.
You.
And they have another app called Take 10. So it's kind of a...
is that number 10 or 10?
T-E-N.
Yep. T-E-N.
So this is the third of the cluster of free apps for preparedness for hiking and walking and being outdoors. And this one allows you to kind of plan your camping trip, plan your hiking trip with your friends. So what you should be packing, where you can get it, safety tips, share your path and your what you're packing already with your friends.
If you're going, so the two of you don't bring John Beeler's famous iPhone charger stove. So
yeah. BioLite stove.
BioLite, yes.
The BioLite stove, yeah. So you can put that in your little list and share that with everyone and who's bringing the compass or the compass app. Or.
But you could. Can you also use that for things like if you're going on a camping trip with your friends so that you make sure that somebody has bacon, somebody has eggs, those sorts of things?
Yeah, you can
as
add
well?
Food in there too.
Oh, okay.
And and save that into a little checklist.
Because you don't
want to
go camping without bacon.
No, you don't. Definitely.
You're not allowed to go camping without bacon.
Shouldn't be. They should be checking you at the wilderness entrance.
They should have firewood and then bacon available at campsites. Yeah.
I could get by without firewood.
I've got my BioLite camp stove. I don't need firewood.
That's right.
So the third one in the cluster from Columbia. So there's the GPS Pal, the Take 10, and the next one is What Knot. Knot as in tying the knot.
Ah.
And it's just various knots. And I don't know how often I tie knots, but I think when I camp and hike and that I need the right knot. So it's just a knot chooser. You can pick which one you need for what type of
that's great
thing you're
I've
tying.
Always carried around a knot book with me. I actually have several knot books.
Yeah, there you go.
For fishing.
I have a knot lamp from IKEA.
Oh, you have a lamp.
A knot lamp.
A knot lamp. It's like a big
ba-dum-bum.
Big knot. Yeah.
So that's What Knot.
Okay.
And, yeah, shows you step by step.
That's pretty good.
Those are the cluster
like
of three free handy ones.
I like the cluster. It reminds me of nuts and chocolate altogether, too, which is a good thing. Too.
Add that to your list for when you go hiking.
Before we go on, I do have to do some more shameless self promotion since this last month and a half has been shameless self promotion for Lendmea Tenor, which closed last week. It was an awesome show. Art Factory, you saw it. John Beeler, you saw it. Dave Hathaway, you saw it.
Loved it.
I saw it twice.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Was I good?
You were great. We loved it. We actually even liked it more.
Enough talking about me. What did you think of me? But next week, thank you for that. But next week, on Tuesday morning, I am doing the first of my new productivity seminars. They're productivity seminars. Spend an hour with me, and you will save an hour a week for the rest of your life. I guarantee it. Well, I hope I guarantee it. But it's basically you're going to come in, and I'm going to show you which apps work, how they fit, how they integrate in your system. We're going to talk about tying them into a proper productivity type system and making sure that, because, you know, with 700,000 apps on the App Store, that's why we do this show. 700,000 apps. Who knows what the best, you know, note-taking app is? Well, we all do here because there's only one really good one. But I'll tell you about it if you come to the seminar. So if you drop by protectivity.ca or dottotech.com, you can register there. I'm giving it's just a one-hour seminar. So we respect your time and make sure that you'll get in, get out, learn something really interesting and useful. And so I invite all of you out there who want to improve your personal productivity to drop by. And we're going to take a quick break and return with more of App Wednesday in just a few seconds.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
It's a Wonderful Life is now playing at the Granville Island stage for a limited run. This holiday heart warmer reminds us that faith, hope, and family make life truly wonderful. Tickets start from just $29 at artsclub.com. It's a Wonderful Life. Tickets at artsclub.com.
You're listening to Dottotech, brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, I guess, all around, right? Because it's
and
all...
And it's beginning to sound a lot like Christmas.
Sounding a lot like Christmas. It's supposed to snow this weekend in Vancouver.
Don't jinx it.
You do?
Well, every year I hold a kite festival on this upcoming weekend, and it's called Snow Queens, because the very first time we did it, it snowed like crazy.
Where do you... Where's... Now,
it's
for those
Gary
of you who
Point.
Don't know, Dave Hathaway is a god amongst kite flyers. Now, this isn't... stunt flying where you have somebody, one person that does all sorts of fancy tricks. He's part of a kite flying team that does aerial ballet. It's actually spectacular to view. And so where is it this weekend?
Gary Point. Out in
Gary
Richmond.
Point.
Yep, Steveton.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice and windy.
Yeah.
Is your whole team going to be there?
Two-thirds.
Two-thirds. Are you doing
four of six.
Are you doing Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, there won't be. But there's going to be probably 20, 30 people flying those. There'll be an awful lot of kite flying.
Now, if you want to get an idea for this, Art, you should go there. Search for Bohemian Rhapsody
I-Quad.
I-Quad.
I-Q-U-A-D.
I-Q-U-A-D. Do a search for that on YouTube.
You're assuming that I could easily spell that.
I-Q-U-A-D? That's
just,
not too
just
tough.
Just search I-Q-U-A-D, Kate, and you'll find the Bohemian Rhapsody version. And it is, it's awesome. It's really good. So anyway, so what app are you going to talk about because it's Christmas? I'm setting you
because
up.
Because it's Christmas, I was off monkeying around this afternoon, eating lunch, and I was looking up advent calendars, and I found a great little advent calendar. Basically, it gives you one simple, I mean, really simple. This is like a three-year-old could play this game. It's okay. Just an app, so you know, hand the phone to your kid once a day. Here you go. Here's your advent
instead
calendar.
Of eating a chocolate. Which one are they going to prefer? Because that's what the advent calendar has turned into, is a chocolate a day.
I saw an advertisement for one that was a whiskey a day, which for me would not be very appealing because I don't like whiskey anyways. But yeah, the chocolate a day one. So this was a little app, and it was just amusing.
From what we've just been talking about, bacon a day might be popular with everybody. You know, today's bacon.
There probably is already an app for that.
Yeah, there probably is an app. So what's your?
It's called Advent 2012.
Advent 2012. Okay.
Megan also had a good one that we had a lot of fun with last year. Her mom plays in a handbell orchestra. And there is a handbell orchestra simulator for the iPhone.
And what's
you
it
can
called?
Sit there and you,
you can
I'll
look
find,
it up.
I will find
you
out.
You look it up while we're going on. Handbell orchestra. Okay. Art?
I found iQuad and wow, respect. Just for the first few seconds. Lincoln City, I love that. By the way, I love Oregon.
Yeah, that was the very first beach I ever flew a kite on, in the 95.
And then you're
And now
addicted.
I go back there and... Yeah,
they actually travel all over the world. Like, they go like to Bahrain and they fly kites.
We're going to Australia in May.
There you go.
Yeah.
They get flown by the kite sponsors to the rock stars in the kite community. It's ridiculous.
The handbell app is Holiday Bells.
Holiday Bells.
The only downside to the kite thing is it doesn't make an actual living.
No, no, you make no money. It costs you money ultimately in the long run. But
in
still, you
run.
Are a rock star at these things. You walk around, and you never have to buy yourself a beer.
I'm
at
a
these events.
I'm a big fish in a really tiny little pond.
You don't even have to be that big a fish. Once
what
the
do kite
gets
groupies
up.
Look like? I don't. Know. We want to
like David.
They look a lot like me, sort of around my age, and you know that's and guys. Usually.
Well, wow. Okay, good to know.
It's
not
going
to get into kites. All right. My app is for the Sunday football fan who keeps on getting in trouble for watching football for 7 hours a day. ESPN Score Center is amazing. They have the Game Center. I've had it on my iPhone for a few months. Now I have it on my iPad, and it's pretty much like to the second. They'll have updated scores, and the reason why I watch, it's not because I'm a huge football fan, it's because I love gambling, big secret, and I'm in a football pool. So I can find out who's winning if I'm winning in my football pool to the second.
Does your mood shift up and down?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's really not that good for when you're out on a date if you're constantly
just
up and
swearing
down,
like under my breath and sad flipping over tables.
And she thinks it's her.
Because Romo can't throw a touchdown.
She thinks it's her, but it's really the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, at least I'm not staring at a television.
Okay.
So it's one less thing that I get in trouble for.
But you're staring at your phone.
Yeah, but intermittently.
Intermittently.
Yeah.
Intermittently. Do you sneak peeks when she goes away, or do you do
absolutely
a little conversation?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
So it works. Okay. I'm just trying to help out the man to keep the relationships together.
So inappropriate.
There might be a hockey app coming
offending,
up.
Oh, we're guaranteed offending everybody today. We started out this way, and now it's just going on.
That's a good segue for my next app.
Okay. Oh, is it the one that you just took the pictures of? Oh, yes.
So if you want to have a little fun, and you have very...
and a sexual harassment suit.
Yes. Yeah, this prank may not be appropriate for all offices or households. The app is called Nudifier. And what you do...
N-U-D-I-F-I-E-R. I-E-R. Nudifier.
It's a free app. And you take a photo of somebody, preferably in a somewhat awkward pose, and then you use the app to pick their skin tone, and then you can draw a blurred out body part onto them, and then save that photo and put it on their Facebook.
Like a knee?
Sure.
A shin?
Whatever body part you would like to paint, so, you can make it blurry in the same skin tone as the
so
person.
So you set me up. You had me look all surprised. And yes, then you blurred out my nether regions. And it looks... Show it to Dave. He hasn't seen it. And now, do you think it's appropriate to post this on our website or not?
Oh, absolutely. I think your picture was the best.
Wow.
Yeah, not mine. I don't give approval
just
for mine.
Utterly speechless.
You know what I might do is I might not put it on the homepage. If you send it to me, I might. Yeah, there's Art. And Art's got his hands down in the area too, which makes it that much worse. I might just post these on the inside. We'll put them inside the blog post of the show.
The NSF fold. NSFW portion of the Dotto
Tech
website.
Click here to.
Yes.
Yes. It's a very fun app, and it can.
Ruin lives. You have to use it judiciously. We're gonna put our warning on it. Is be mature. Be mature.
I don't think it's
twice
possible to be mature with that app.
Yeah, but you have to do it with people that are going to be comfortable.
Yes, like, you have to be careful because that could cost you your job or something because people might not understand what it is.
That's right. Doing it to the school secretary at your kid's school, not a good idea.
No.
Right? That sort of thing. It's just
I don't need a trip to the HR department.
No, no.
But if you work in the adult business, this could be the perfect app for you.
Yes.
You can
I
show
think if
pictures
you worked
of
in
what
the adult business,
like
you could probably find some better apps.
What adult business are we talking about?
Okay, let's move on. Rebecca, bring us.
Okay, I'm bringing it back to G rating here. So I was in New York about a week and a half ago, and the big thing there was Elf on the Shelf. Have you heard of Elf on the Shelf? So it's this idea of you buy a little elf and you put him on your shelf every Christmas. And so your kids see when the elf arrives and where he'll be sitting this year. And throughout the whole lead up to Christmas, the elf is kind of Santa. You tell the kids that elf is watching them and he's reporting back to Santa if they're naughty or nice.
Oh, so he's a Santa Claus's babysitter cam.
Yeah, pretty much. So you say, oh, so elf is watching. You want to finish eating your peas or whatever. You know, don't hit your sister because elf is watching.
So another way we mess with our children by lying to them as their children.
Yeah, basically. So Elf on the Shelf was huge. And I found an app. There's a bunch of Elf on the Shelf apps, but I found one called Elf Report. And it's kind of the same thing. The same idea.
It's Big Brother for kids.
Yeah, you fill out your child's elf report every day. And you say, oh, well, you didn't take out the garbage today. I'm going to report this to the elf. And he'll report this back to Santa.
You know. Okay, I'm going to editorialize just briefly on this. I think I can't. Because you'll call me a Grinch. You'll call me, what did you call me? You'll say I'm anti-Christmas. But this whole business of lying to our children this much and then using it to manipulate them, this is why they don't like us when they get older. This is one of the reasons.
I have an app idea now.
Don't mention it on the air.
No. It's totally safe one. Okay. Is you get the elf on a shelf and you implant a speaker on it and then you can record messages from your iPhone so the elf will actually speak to the kids.
Oh, wow.
I think you just need to...
See, I would use Nudifier, take a photo of the elf and hold him blackmail so that he can't tell Santa.
It's not even time for a break. Do you have another app, Dave? That's great. It's called Elf Report.
Elf Report,
blackmail. You don't have children, though, do you?
I don't, no. No, maybe. Not
either.
Thing.
I think you're the only one in the room.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Throughout most of my life, I've played music in bands, and I've liked all kinds of different musics, but one of the things that I've liked for a very long time...
Except for the Chili Peppers. Doesn't like the Chili Peppers.
Well, no, I'm very specific. I like specific periods of the Chili Peppers. But King Crimson has been around for a long time, and their bass player just recently released an app called Crimson 80s that includes hundreds of photos, all sorts of music, unreleased tracks, different releases of tracks, live stuff. It's great on an iPhone. It's even better on an iPad. Mm-hmm. And so if you like the band, there's piles of good footage in this.
Crimson 80s. There's some great music gems out there. I'm thinking of Wolfgang's Vault. Have you ever seen Wolfgang's Vault? And nobody here?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, Wolfgang's Vault. I'm making it up. Wolfgang's Vault. Look it up. Call it up, Art. Wolfgang's Vault is a streaming service, a website where you can download and listen to. And it was Wolfgang something or other was his last name. He was the either manager or the owner of the Fillmore in San Francisco, the famous club that everybody played at, from Jefferson Airplane back before they were a starship to, you know, Joan Baez. They all played there, and he recorded all of their live concerts. And so most of them were never turned into albums.
Oh.
But he is releasing over time all of those different concerts, and there's just. You know, you got Jimi Hendrix. You've got all of the greats playing live, and the recordings are pretty good quality. They're fixing them up as they go along. All free. You can subscribe, and there's like a new concert released every week, called Wolfgang's Vault. It's not an app,
but
you should definitely be on
the best of Blue Oyster Cult.
Yes,
back in '76.
There you go. Yeah, the recordings were back in the '60s and '70s.
Back when they were fearing the Reaper.
Yes.
You're welcome.
More cowbell.
They had enough cowbell back then. Yeah.
Okay, I've got to write this in. And while I'm writing this in, who's up next? Is it your turn now, Art? Are we back to you?
Yeah, back to me. This one is very specific. You have to be a TELUS TV subscriber. And I am going to say that the Optik TV app is amazing.
Yes,
I just recently got cable because
I was playing with his bells.
I was borrowing Wi-Fi from my neighbor for about a year, and then the neighbor moved out, and the new neighbor doesn't have. Okay, you're ruining. This is my good app.
Sorry, man. Sorry, dude.
Come on.
I won't bust you here.
Thank you.
I'll give it to Steve.
Optik TV is awesome. It is a TV guide. It is a mobile recording device. If you've got a PVR and you forgot to set your PVR to Survivor tonight, you can do it from work.
It's awesome.
It'll tell you TV shows you've never heard about on television channels that you know you have, but you never go to them. And you can say, oh my, I can't believe that the Meerkats
are on. Riding
the
bus downtown, you can then determine that you want to record the show.
Yes.
Now, I have a little side story on that just before we break. Is Lindsay Smith, who regularly does the show, now she's too busy for us.
Hmm.
All grown up, I guess. We were doing a recording, and she didn't have an iPad. She had to use my iPad for this thing. So she installed her Optik TV on my iPad, and then we stopped, and then she never uninstalled it. So I still have access to Lindsay's PVR.
And you're filling her recordings with really strange TV
I do
shows.
That occasionally. I just go in, and if I'm feeling a little bit, why do we have, 16 hours of
get her husband trouble,
just the most
trouble.
Irritating children's show, just pack them in with the irritating children's show or the entire Storage Wars marathon. I'll do that kind of thing.
I like
Shark
your style.
Week. Yes. Well, and I don't think she's figured it out. You might maybe saying it on radio might finally be the.
I think she's on your phone right now.
That's right. She could be. Anyways, so that's that. One more break. And by the way, if anybody out there wants to join in on this fascinating conversation, 604-280-0650, and you win all the free apps that we're talking about today. Have you got your bell thing?
I got my bell thing.
Ring the bells out. We're going to take a quick break.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
This year, take your Christmas party out on the water with Paddle Wheeler Riverboat Tours. Experience the mighty Fraser River while celebrating a traditional Christmas with a delicious turkey dinner, Christmas entertainment, and carol singing. Reserve a spot on one of their scheduled cruises or book your own private party for staff or family. New Year's tickets are also available. Learn more about the array of tour options at VancouverPaddleWheeler.com. Try something special and make this year's Christmas party a memorable one with Paddle Wheeler Riverboat Tours. BC, from a river point of view.
Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Back to Steve with John Beeler, with Rebecca Bolwit, with David Hathaway, and of course, Art Factor. It is App Wednesday. We are talking all apps all evening. Well, for the next 15 minutes, and then you can listen to more Christmas music. And we've managed to get Dave Hathaway to turn off his Christmas bells. It's called Christmas bells?
Holiday bells.
Holiday bells. Holiday
with an
bells.
Exclamation mark.
What's that you've got there?
It's a Nexus 7.
Oh, the Nexus 7. John comes in with more devices. He comes in with his iPad. He's got his 15-inch MacBook Pro, his iPhone 5, and his Nexus 7.
I'm ready. It's App Wednesday.
Do you have a? And you've got your armband. You've got your
Nike Fuel Band. Yes.
Yeah, your Fuel Band, which I do like. They're too expensive. They're too expensive, though. I just like them as a watch because I think it's so cool seeing the numbers glow through the strap.
It costs a lot of money to be on the cutting edge, you know.
Is it 149?
Yes,
149. Now, are you fitter as a result of having the Fuel Band?
I'm aware of my unfitness.
Oh, good.
And knowing is half the battle.
That's right.
That. Yeah. See? Yes. He's aware of it. It's when people are trying to
get them in Canada now. Then
you can. And yeah, they come in different colors too.
Interesting.
They're in the Apple Store.
Do they come in like a bacon color? Because that'd be pretty sweet.
You could just roll it in bacon.
Remind you, not what not to do, what not to eat.
Bacon tech. So what's up, John?
I have something that is quite a departure from what we've been talking about today. One of the things that I forget how I saw it. It's called Letter M Press. Okay, and basically what it is on your iPad, I don't think it works on the iPhone, it is basically a letterpress construction kit. So you get to pick the old school letters that you would have on a printing press, and you can arrange all kinds of neat things, and they have different fonts and that kind of stuff. It's really like a fun way to sort of doodle for a while.
You're doing typesetting, though.
Basically, typesetting.
You're doing lead-based typesetting that you would have done with the slugs and the letters, and setting them in a tray.
And it's a beautiful
working backwards.
Yeah, it's a beautiful app. Image. Beautiful app. You can actually flip it so it actually is the right side up, even though.
Okay.
And then what you do is you compose your thing, and then you go to the printing mode, and you actually have a printing press, and I just did a little Dotto thing here, and you crank the press, and you can print stuff that you can save to your camera roll. So you can make like a really neat handmade greeting card or business card or something like that, and then you can email it to people, right? But you kind of, it's a harken back to the old school way of doing this type of stuff before we had Photoshop and Office.
The very first graphic art stuff that I did was all done that way.
Yeah.
The school that I went to, we had one of those old presses in there, and we had trays and trays and trays of the lead type. I absolutely loved it.
You would love this app.
I
think when I bought it, it was like $6 or $7, but it goes on sale occasionally, and there's all kinds of other fonts you can get for it, and it's just a really neat, fun thing to play with.
And that's the sort of thing that every graphic arts teacher in the country should have on their iPad, so that as they're teaching, they show that, you know, because kids are starting out using, you know, page layout software.
Yeah.
You know, you're starting with, but hearkening back to the way that it was done before, and then, you know, the history of type.
Yeah.
Well, in doing it that way, you understand what kerning is.
Yes.
And leading.
Leading.
Yeah.
And those, if you're using, you know, any of the proper apps for that, it's not going to be necessarily apparent, but when you can actually see it physically in your hand.
And you start to understand the whole,
and it's beautifully done, and it's very accurate, and you have lots of options. Like I've spent just literally hours playing with it because it's so fun to play with. So
now the question is, if you're actually going to publish a book that way, your manifesto.
I'll publish your book that way.
Yeah, my book. I'm working on book. I'm writing. I'm writing like crazy. You know what I'm using to write is I'm not using Microsoft Word anymore. I'm using Scrivener now as my word processor of choice. Has anybody used that?
I've heard of it before, and I know some people that do use it.
That's Scrivener goes to a blank page, doesn't it?
No, that's a different app. Scrivener is a it's a UK based piece of software, and it was written for script writers originally, but it's found a home in academia and amongst authors big time, because what you do is it's got some fairly powerful formatting options, but it's also got some it's got some composing areas where you don't necessarily have to write on a page. You can make notes and basically make little cue cards, 5x7 index cards. And so you can put an idea. You can add as much text to each of these cards as you want, but then you can move them around, up and down and around. So if you're writing along and you suddenly, it eliminates writer's block in a lot of cases, because quite often you're blocked to what you're are writing on, but you have lots to say about something else. So you just jump and you start a different note, and then you can slide it into position later on. You can recompose all the time. It's wonderful for script writing as you're doing dialogue, because each character can have their own card, or each line can have its own card, and you can move stuff around. But it's also really good for writing papers and books. It's called Scrivener. It's not very expensive. It's about $49, but it's a really interesting option instead of using Microsoft Word or Google Docs or anything else. It's not as linear. It allows you to kind of layer.
Is there an app for it other than like the desktop install?
It is just a desktop install. I don't think there's an app. I haven't taken a look. If somebody wants to take a quick look, they can look it up, but I'm going to make a note of it.
I was actually just on their site. I actually have seen the actual app itself before.
Yeah, and they've got some nice videos that show it. You know, one of the reasons I really like it is when we did our old TV show, how we used to assemble them was we used to put write all the different story ideas down on index cards, and then we'd put them on a corkboard. And you actually have the corkboard metaphor, so you move stuff around and you pin it into different places on the board, and then it reorganizes everything based on that. It's a fairly very powerful app as far as that's concerned.
Cool.
So, but I digress. Rebecca.
Yes. I'm just checking it out online. I had someone tweet at me with their favorite transit app.
Oh, so, this is a better one?
Yep. James sent me HopStop. It's free.
HopStop?
Yep. Just as it sounds, it's free, and it has transit maps and routes from across North America. Even London is on here. And I just typed in two different destinations, and it gives me, like you would get in Google Maps, just a take a bus here, walk this far, take a
Which is really all you need. I mean, everything else is just window dressing, right? Basically, you want to know when's the bus, how long am I going to wait for the bus, what are my options? If there's three different buses that get me there, which one's going to get me there first, you know, which route?
Yep.
Very cool. So it's a lot of transit stuff. Dave?
Did you know, I have to go back to this app now, that this will be our last show. It's 15 days, 8 hours, 17 minutes, and 32 seconds till the Mayan calendar runs out. And the world
How many
ends.
Days? 15 hours?
15 days. 15 days, 8 hours, 17 minutes, 24
seconds.
Oh,
well, I got two more shows to do that.
Yeah. And so in partner with that, I downloaded an earthquake app that keeps track of what the USGS says about earthquakes up and down the coast.
Uh-huh.
Don't ever look at it. It'll just freak you out.
Well,
there's
then why
stuff
are you telling us
all
about
over
it?
The place. Well, because I was fascinated by it.
I used to get text messages from the USGS, and you can actually adjust the magnitude level, and I kept raising it up because it was so frequent.
Yeah.
It's like the person, somebody on Facebook posted that mankind almost had an extinction level event in like 1835 when a meteor missed us by inches.
There you go. There's all the ones that have happened. This is probably like in the last few days. Most of them are insignificantly
them
small.
Yes, they are tweeting them.
Yeah, what's the emergency?
What's
emergency
the
BC is tweeting?
What's the end of the world app called, Dave?
it's like Y2K. Countdown.
No, I don't want the Mayan countdown one. Art's looking at food pictures. it's not the Mayan countdown because
well,
the earthquake.
What this app
one.
Is called? Oh, well, the earthquake one is just called Earthquakes.
Earthquakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll start looking at this on the 14th day and see if things are picking up steam or not.
Is that how it's going to end?
Oh, I've got no idea. I'm booked for meetings on the 16th, so I'm or on the 22nd, so I'm cool.
And who is it that said when somebody else predicted the end of the world was on a certain date? He says, "Well, it's already happened in Australia, so it's not going to end."
Yeah,
that's a really funny line. Not that funny. Art. Do you have anything that's not end of the world related?
This one is very simple. I downloaded it because iTunes said that I would like it, or Apple Store said I would like it. It's called Scorekeeper, and it's very basic. And if you've ever gone to the cabin and you're all you have to play is like Scrabble and mm-hmm. Yahtzee, and but no paper and no pen, mm-hmm. and so you're writing.
But you do have electricity.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, you've got the burner, the fuel. But
stove.
You always write scores on like envelopes,
yes.
and you
yes.
just, anyway. So scorekeeper, it's very basic. You type in your name, and you can just it's basic edition.
You keep score,
and you can keep score.
You know, I've got something to tie into that along that score theme. Is this is one that's been being used in my house to show me how I'm not as useful around the house as I think I am. It's called Chore Hero. And you put in all of the different chores, and then it weights how much work each one is, and then you put down the person that does it, and then at the end of the day, or the end of the week, it gives you a percentage of the household chores being accomplished by each member of the family.
Is there an elf involved anywhere
There's
that
no
you report
elves.
To?
There's no elves. There's just a modicum
elf
of humiliation.
Pops on the screen.
A modicum
not enough, of, Steve Dotto.
It's not. It's a modicum of humiliation, and fortunately, it doesn't necessarily register how well the chores are done. Because that's always the issue, is I clean the kitchen after I cook, and I think it's clean, but it's not clean. And so then Janet cleans it more, and then she tells me, you didn't clean the kitchen. I said, well, I did, but I did it badly. So I don't know whether that rates or not.
But it is cleaner than when you started cleaning.
No, it's messier. Oh, than when I started cleaning, but yes. It's messier than when I started cooking.
Of course.
It's a terrible... John, you have so many, and we only have time for like one more, so I'm going to let you jump
I've
in.
Got one more thing, and it's a bit of a hardware tie-in.
Yes.
This is something I wish Apple would come up with now that we have the Lightning connector on the new Apple devices. It's called an on-the-go cable.
Okay.
So this little tiny cable is basically, it's a micro USB to a USB plug, and you plug it into just about any Android device. And it allows you to use a thumb drive, an SD card, whatever you want, to plug into your device. In my case, I have the Nexus 7, and it doesn't have any external storage capabilities, like no memory cards slots like some of the other tablets do. And so this cable, which cost me $1 on eBay delivered, lets me plug anything into it, and then I can play movies off of the whatever I plugged into it. And it works great. Some devices will require an app to make it happen unless you've rooted your device or jailbroken, as we call it in the Apple world. I bought this thing called the Nexus Media Importer, and it lets me play anything. I was trying some movies on it, and it's great. I really hope Apple comes up with something like this because, you know, they make the camera connection kit for the iPad, but it doesn't work on the iPhone. I would love to be able to take my SLR photos off my SD card and plug it right into my phone without having to go through an iFi or some other workaround.
Well, and then you could use your phone as a viewfinder and all sorts of other things.
All kinds of things.
Really good, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a $1 cable for Android users, and some devices natively support it, but otherwise you might need an app.
Well, I wouldn't hold my breath Apple is going to come up with
it'd
anything
It'd be a $30
like
Apple cable.
$40.
Yeah, at least $30 or $40. Yeah, I got to buy a new video cable because I just got a MacBook Pro 13-inch i7, and so now I have to get a different display out for the presentation.
Mini display port.
A mini display port or a Thunderbolt, I guess.
Oh, well, it's the same thing, basically.
The same one?
Yeah.
I have a slick piece of hardware for iPads sitting in my knapsack that I picked up today at the border.
What's that?
It is a pressure-sensitive brush for iPad applications.
Oh, nice.
So if you've got the Autodesk sketching application.
Yes. The pressure-sensitive brush.
It's a pressure-sensitive brush.
Dave was miming it, which works really well on radio.
Isn't that great? Yeah, it was very, very descriptive. But yeah, it's basically a paintbrush for your iPad.
With that, I need to thank all of my guests. David Hathaway, of course, who is at Kite Monkey. Rebecca Bullwit, who's at Miss 604. John Beeler, who's at John Beeler. Art Factora, who's at Art Factora. I'm Steve Dotto, which is at Dottotech. And a reminder, two things. First of all, enter to win the Sonos player. The contest ends tonight. And the second thing, come to my seminars. I'm doing a Vulcan mind trick on you all right now. Tuesday morning at Small Business BC, it's productivity. I'm going to teach you to be far more productive than you ever knew you could be. You will get so much done. You will amaze yourself, amaze your friends, amaze everybody. And that is the end of the show. Thanks to my guests. Thanks to you for listening. We will see you next time right here on Dottotech.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.
This is CISL Vancouver. All-time favorites, AM 650.
What's the Green Deal over at London Drugs? It's easy to find great products with eco-advantages when you come in. And it's not just talk. we've even helped our customers recycle tons of styrofoam from items they've purchased with us. London Drugs was just recognized as one of the leading green retailers in Western Canada. It's good karma. Find out how you can shop greener at greendeal.ca. London Drugs, your feel better place.